Manu Patra alerts dated the 8th of May 2019. Supreme Court has refused to hear Congress MP Sushmita Dev's plea seeking action against Prime Minister Narendra Modi and BJP President Amit Shah for alleged poll code violations. Supreme Court has observed that it will not extend the 31st of July deadline for finalization of the National Register of Citizens, NRC, in Assam. Supreme Court has asked the Election Commission to examine grievances raised by sacked BSF Jawan Tej Bahadur Yadav, whose nomination against Prime Minister Narendra Modi in Varanasi was cancelled. Supreme Court has noted that even if the family settlement was not registered, it would operate as a complete estoppel against the original plaintiff who was party to such settlement. Supreme Court has directed Centre to furnish information on seizure of unaccounted cash, liquor and drugs during the 2014 general elections and the status of criminal cases lodged while expressing concern over bribing of voters and alleged failure of law enforcement agencies to bring those employing illegal means during polls to book. Supreme Court has noted that Vakalatnama is only a document which authorizes an advocate to appear on behalf of the party and by and large, it has no bearing on the merits of the case while quashing a criminal case against MP Shashikala Pushpa and her husband with respect to the alleged forgery committed by them in signing the Vakalatnama. Supreme Court has observed that the detention of a minor by a person who is not entitled to his legal custody is treated as equivalent to illegal detention for the purpose of granting writ, directing custody of the minor child. Supreme Court has observed that if the decree is joint and indivisible and that the situation is such which would lead to irreconcilable decrees between the parties, then the appeal will abate as a whole. Supreme Court has noted that only in cases where the defendant has adopted dilatory tactics or where there is lack of bona fide in pursuing the two remedies consecutively, the court may decline to condone the delay in filing the first appeal. Supreme Court has directed the centre to review within a week the threat perception and consider granting security to a person whose testimony in the Nitesh Kataro murder case had led to the conviction of three accused.